Thank you, Minister Sayama. Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers in the house this morning. Amen, amen. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord. We thank God for his amazing grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your amazing grace on this beautiful and wonderful Mother's Day. Thank you. And to Facebook land, happy Mother's Day. To teleconference website, happy Mother's Day. It is a good day. God has blessed us to see another Mother's Day. Praise God. And what a privilege, amen, what a privilege it is to honor our mothers and to seek to hear God's word on this beautiful morning. Praise God, praise God. I first give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life, praise God, to Pastor Alexander, Lady Brenda Alexander, Minister Sayon, Evangelist Barbara Sayon, to Minister Wilson, yeah, to Shawan Wilson, to Victoria, to Minister Victoria. God bless us all. To my husband, Deacon Rose, and to all of the deacons and all of my sisters and brothers in the house. Praise God. Praise God. Dear Heavenly Most Gracious Father, I come before your presence once again, Father God, thanking you for this another opportunity, Father God, to come before your people, Father God, and to let them know what thus saith the Lord, because there is a word from the Lord. And Father God, let your word not fall on deaf ears, Father God, but Father God, and help us not to be just hearers of your word, Father God, but doers of your word as well, Father God. And we thank you, Father God. You let your word, Father God, to go out to the smallest ears, Father God, to the smallest child, Father God, that they may understand, Father God, what it is that you would have us to understand on this day, Father God. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, and we give your name all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, because it all belongs to you. In the name of our Father, and in the name of our Father, and the name of our Son, and the Holy Ghost, we thank you. Amen. Amen. Yeah. And amen. Yeah. Amen. I'm going to be from the book of John, second chapter, verses 1 through 10, praise God. King James Version. And when you have found it, could you all acknowledge by saying amen. Praise God, praise God. From the book of John, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, praise God. King James Version. And it reads as thus. And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he said unto you, do it.
All right.
And there were set there six water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three frankincense apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew the governor of the feast, called the bridegroom, praise God, and said unto him, every man at the beginning doeth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. Praise God. Praise God. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Ushers, you may be seated as well. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. From the subject, a mother's advice.
All right now.
A mother's advice. As we read the Gospel of John, praise God, anchoring and calling our attention and focusing in on a powerful verse. When our main focus would be this morning, verse 5. Jesus' mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Mm-hmm. Buried in this verse is insight, instructive, a directive rendered by Mary, the mother of Jesus. Uh-huh. Verse 5 is a powerful, packed preaching promise. Jesus turning the water into wine. Uh-huh. There are so many angles that we can proceed to get a homiletical value of these verses. Praise God.
All right.
There is this notion that the wine runs out, and Jesus supplies it. There is this notion, praise God, that the best is for last, all right, which is a strong biblical notion.
All right. All right.
Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to all us. Right. Uh-huh. And then there is this place that I would like to direct our attention, the miracle wedding feast. A powerful, instructive word, praise God, a directive given by Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary, who is the prominent mother character in Christian theology. Mary was a woman of God and saw favor in God's eyesight. Mary, the mother of Jesus, who stood at the foot of the cross and watching her son die, and saw her son being crucified. Jesus had been invited to a wedding feast.
All right.
The community, the local community in Galilee, and the disciples.
All right.
All had been invited to this wedding celebration. And upon coming to this wedding celebration, something very insulting happened to the host of the wedding. It is the custom that coming to weddings, there is plenty of wine. But there is something that was not disclosed to us in this parable that causes the wine to run out.
Come on.
Mary's friends, neighbors, all were about to be embarrassed and insulted that a Hebrew dare not bring for the wine to run out when they had guests. So with this embarrassment pending, Mary goes to Jesus. She went to Jesus because she knew that Jesus could solve the problem. Mary didn't know that Jesus was going to turn the water into wine, but one thing for sure, Mary knew that Jesus was a problem solver.
Yeah. Right now.
Mary knew that Jesus could fix it.
Right.
Take it to Jesus.
Now.
He can work it out,
all
praise
right.
God,
all right, right,
and
right.
He will work it out.
Right.
If you got a problem today, take it to Jesus.
Yeah.
He's a problem solver.
Yeah.
He's a mind regulator.
Yeah.
Right, right.
He's a heart fixer.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God has already taken care of our problem. Amen. God has already provided for our shortages.
Yeah.
Amen. So Mary goes to Jesus and says, my friends are about to be embarrassed. The wine has run out.
Okay.
And Jesus responded to his mother's, Jesus responds to his mother was, what have I to do with that? My hour has not yet come.
All right.
And I can just also imagine Jesus saying, this is not my mission. This is not my purpose.
All right.
To solve the problem of a wine shortage at a wedding gathering. I can also imagine Mary not saying anything.
All right.
After Jesus responded to her. Mary, like us women do today, as mothers do, turning to the servants and saying, whatever he tells you to do,
all right.
Do it.
All right.
And I heard Minister Seon not too long ago give a sermon. I've been working on this sermon ever since April. But I heard Minister Seon give a sermon not too long ago on just do it.
All right.
Jesus got the answers, praise God, All we need to do is follow him, praise God, and he will direct our path, praise God. He will and he can solve our problem.
Right now.
Jesus responded to what his mother said. Jesus instructed the servants to fill the pots with water and serve the feast. The water is now turned into wine. And this was the first miracle recorded in the New Testament in the Gospel of John.
Amen.
The special guest came and said to the host, most people serve the best first and that which is less at the end.
Right.
But you save the best for last. Praise God.
That's all right.
Wine is used as a symbol of the new covenant. Praise God.
Right.
Joy, blessings, judgment throughout the Bible. Wine represents joy, celebration, festivity, expressing the abundance blessing given to us by God.
Right.
Praise God. We must also, praise God, remember that the wine in the Lord's Supper is a symbol of the blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of the covenant,
which was poured out for our for forgiveness of our sins. Praise God. Psalms 4:7, King James Version. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, praise God, more than in the time that their corn, their wine increased.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever he tells you to do,
do it.
It's the mother's advice. This mother gave some great advice, praise God. The implications of her instructions, praise God, is much bigger than a wedding celebration, praise God. This motherly advice is a reflection, because how many of us can reflect in the spirit what our mother said when we were growing up, praise God, praise God. How many of us can remember our mother saying to us, whatever your dad tells you to do, do it. As our mothers gave us advice and instructions, sometimes the instructions that our mothers gave us was not clearly understood. Or maybe we just didn't want to understand.
All right now.
As children growing up, we were lacking in faith. We were lacking in wisdom. We were lacking in knowledge. We were lacking in understanding and had no experience.
Right.
But mama, Mama comes forth with a nugget that lifts us, praise God, and helps us navigate our way through life. Thank you, Jesus. This passage from the mother of Jesus offers the kind of instructions that is very usable, instructive, and reflective. As I listen to Mary, praise God, as I listen to Mary say to Jesus, I know that you can solve the problem. Thank you, Jesus. I reflect back on what our mothers said to us. Whatever God tells you to do, do it. Our mothers, they had the experience, they had the knowledge, they had the faith, they had the understanding and the wisdom that was easily available to us. Praise God. Our mothers today, young people, listen to your mothers, praise God, because they have the experience, they have the knowledge, they have the faith, they have the understanding, and they have the wisdom that is available to you and I.
Thank you, Jesus.
Listen to your parents, young people. Listen to your parents. Amen. When we are struggling, thank you, Jesus. When we are struggling and need a way out, our mothers was there, praise God. For those of us whose mothers are still alive, mama is still there for you. Hallelujah. Mama is still there for you. When you are struggling and need a way out, mama is still there. Thank you, Jesus. In the face of circumstance, let's look at the advice that Mary gives. What do you do when things are short, praise God? They ran out of wine, praise God. And sometimes in our lives, we run out of things that we need, praise God. Sometimes we run out of things that is dear to us, praise God. Sometimes our wells dry up, praise God. Sometimes we don't have food or clothing, praise God. Sometimes our water is no more, praise God. Gas prices up and down. Food blessings, praise God, trying to maneuver, hallelujah, our way through this difficult time, frustrated, covered in anxiety and fear, praise God, wondering when this is all going to end, praise God, wondering when it will all stop, praise God. The advice that Mary gives for us all, praise God, whatever he tells you to do, do it, praise God. Jesus can fix our brokenness, praise God. Jesus can supply our needs, praise God. Jesus will fix it, praise God. When things are down low, praise God. When we are down low, praise God. Whatever he tells you to do, do it, praise God. Jesus knows the way. He's a light in the darkness, praise God. Jesus knows what to do when we are down and out, praise God. When we have gone as far as we can go, praise God. When our back is up against the wall, praise God. Jesus knows. He knows what to do, praise God. Mary's advice, it flows from an understanding that Jesus can fix whatever is broken, praise God. And he can fill up an empty glass, praise God. Jesus can make sufficiency out of insufficiency, praise God. Mary knew this because she knew who Jesus was. Mary heard the voice from heaven, praise God, announced to her, praise God, that she was the favored one, praise God. The angel Gabriel said to her, do not fear, Mary. Do not fear, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus. Praise God. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. Praise God. So Mary seeks to tell the servants, whatever he tells you to do, do it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Have you ever been in a place with Jesus when you believe, hallelujah, Jesus was, when you believe Jesus was going to come through, but you had no idea how he was going to come through? Hallelujah. Sometimes all you can just say is, call on Jesus. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, help me. And he'll be right there. He never left us. He's still with us, praise God. Hallelujah. We don't know how you are going to do this, hallelujah. But we are going to trust you anyhow, hallelujah. We trust that you are going to come through for us, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mary's advice was an advice that trusted in Jesus. She trusted in Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus can fix our brokenness, hallelujah, and fill up our emptiness, praise God. If we are empty today, praise God. If we are feeling depleted, praise God. If we are feeling life has beaten us down, praise God, and we don't know how we are going to make it, turn to Jesus. Turn to Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus can fill the empty spaces in our lives, amen. If we are obedient and do what he tells us to do, he can fix it, and he will fix it. Stand on the promises of God. Stand on the promises of God. Jesus has the power and the compassion. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God, praise God. God's love is like a mother's love. Hallelujah. God loves us unconditionally. God cares about us. And because he cares about us, he will always, hallelujah, hallelujah, he will always answer our call. Praise God. Trust God with your life. He will give us eternal life. Hallelujah. He has the power to move on our behalf. Hallelujah. Our mothers know that Jesus has the power and the compassion. Most of us who have been nurtured by our mothers, hallelujah, and has heard mama say, trust God, baby. Trust God with your life, baby. Yeah. He has the power, and he loves us with an unconditional love. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is a healer, praise God. Jesus told the lame man to get up and walk, hallelujah. Made the blind man see. Called Lazarus to come forth from the grave. Healed the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 long years. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That unconditional love that leads a pathway to eternal life. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Praise God. Some are lost. Hallelujah. If we do what Jesus tells us to do, we can be saved. We can be redeemed. We can be found, praise God. Remember the man on the cross?
Yeah.
Almost in hell.
Yeah.
But Jesus, unconditional love, hallelujah, and power, thank you, Jesus, on the cross, said to the man on the right, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Thank you, Jesus. Mary gave advice that led to salvation. It is advice that we need to receive today if we are lost, praise God. If we have not accepted Christ, praise God. If we have not received the blessings of eternal life, praise God, we can receive by the grace of God and be saved from our sins, praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. What Mary was saying was much more than a marriage celebration. Uh-huh. If you are lost, you can be found.
Right.
If you are down, if you are down, he'll pick you up.
Uh-huh.
If you can't see your way, he'll show you the way.
Uh-huh.
Jesus says, trust in God, for he knows. So on this Mother's Day, be kind, be loving, be obedient, believe in God, trust in God, accept Jesus, repent of your sins, be baptized, be saved, be prayerful, be obedient to the instructions of Jesus, and this will lead the pathway to eternal life. Some people serve the best first, but in this parable, the host saved the best for last. So we come to tell you this morning, if you put your trust in God this morning, your best days are ahead of you. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Redemption and salvation will lead us to eternal life with Jesus. So on this Mother's Day, visit with your mothers. Love your mothers. Be kind to your mothers. Respect your mothers. God love is like a mother's love. Amen. So happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers in the house on Facebook Live that's listening by teleconference, website attendees. Happy Mother's Day to you all. Praise God.